Now, I'm not trying to be a creep. By the way, good morning. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. But I'm looking at video of you two. And don't take this wrong. You two are very beautiful.
Why would we take that wrong? On what planet would that not be accepted?
Because you look different on, like, a video.
Oh, okay, now it's an insult.
Did he basically just say you look beautiful on video, but different in real life?
You're a couple of uggos in real life.
No,
that I throw up every time I enter this room.
I would never say that. It's just like you guys.
You just said it.
That's not what I meant.
You said it.
I think people know what I'm talking about. When you look
Hey guys, I can handle you on video, but you make my face melt when I see you in person.
That's not what
that is so mean.
That was not mean. I'm just really saying you two are gorgeous.
But what was the part where you said on video and not in real life?
You look different in real life.
It's just different. I don't know. I'm just trying to explain myself.
Hey guys.
Well, do it.
You're beautiful on the inside.
Ugh, heard that before.
And on video. But you, not in person.
My point is you look different on camera, like everybody does, like movie stars.
Because the camera has 10 pounds, Rocket.
That's not what I'm saying.
He's saying real life adds 10 pounds.
I am not saying real life adds 10 pounds. I'm saying...
Say what you're trying to say, buddy.
You two are beautiful.
You know what I think? I think Rocket's got a double chin fetish, because that's all I see on the video camera.
Oh, my God.
You know what I wish is that our cameras were a little bit higher. I think things are more flattering.
That's what I mean.
Coming down at me.
Isn't it supposed to... Like, if it looks at you
from that looks really good.
If it looks from above, then it's better, right?
Trisha, what are you doing?
I want my camera to be higher. I don't like my double chin.
I guess the word I should have used is you both are very photogenic. Is that better?
No, it's too friggin' late.
This is what you do. You two are beautiful. Stop.
Walk away.
The end. Conversation's over. Bye.
You two are beautiful.
He's the type of guy that would date a girl. Already, that's not true. He wouldn't date anybody. But he's the type of guy that would see a woman without makeup and be like, you look so different. I didn't even recognize you.
Rocket's told me for years that I don't need makeup.
She doesn't need makeup.
Rude. Why do you always tell me I have to add more?
I never said. We have a lot to cover in tabloids today.
Because I'm much older than you. He's trying to make me feel better and younger, Tara.
You know, I tell my husband when he's mean to me, I always say, I want to go home. And I mean to my parents' house. And he's like, you are home. And that's how I feel right now, Rocket. I want to go home.
What Rocket really meant was, Teresa, you don't need makeup because nothing's going to help that double chin.
Oh, my gosh. The difference, that's not what I meant.
Do you know what I don't understand?
What was that?
It's my double chin.
I don't understand.
Are there really men that are into the double chin? Should I start an OnlyFans?
Oh my gosh. Teresa, no. We are going to make so much money. I'm going to do an OnlyFans where I rub oil on my pregnant belly.
Okay, I'm just going to show off my chin.
What are you going to do, Rocket? Well, how are you going to make money for this family?
I'm going to film it.
No.
You have shaky hands, okay? You can't even take like a 30-second video of us in the studio.
Someone that has a nausea fetish will love it.
Oh my God. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, man, we have a lot happening today.
So much fun stuff going on. Travis Kelce yesterday, you know, he did the big media night. Someone was brave enough to ask him all about Taylor, what he thinks about the album, and you're going to love what the 49ers quarterback had to say about Taylor.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Tuesday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Earlier this morning, I know a lot of you are just waking up, probably missed this announcement. As you know, Teresa and I worked in Oklahoma City for, what, over 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this came down.
I love this bar.
We just found out that country music legend, superstar Toby Keith has passed away. He died peacefully last night, surrounded by his family, according to a message that was on all of his social media platforms. He was only 62 years old. He had been diagnosed with stomach cancer not too long ago and had been undergoing chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
Last time that I think we met him was here. At Harris Casino when he opened up, you know, his bar, Toby Keith's place.
Yeah, that was really great when we talked to him and we, you know, interviewed him just to celebrate it.
Yeah.
And he remembered us from when we were in Oklahoma City. And what did he say to you, Rocket?
He goes, hey, man, Ronnie Rocket, Oklahoma City. I grew up listening to you. And I'm like, dude, you're older than I am.
That's silly.
What a great, great, super kind guy.
Yes, very kind, good guy, and great career. He sold more than 40 million records over the course of his career. He's survived by his wife, Trisha, and their three children. Ratings for the Grammy Awards are in, and they're a hit. Roughly 17 million people watched the Primetime Awards show Sunday night. That's the largest number since 2020, and it's a 34% increase from last year. Now that it's all said and done and we've added everything up, it turns out that Phoebe Bridgers actually ended up with the most Grammys, four of them, but of course Taylor got the big one, Album of the Year.
That's amazing. Those are good numbers. But did you get the numbers of the last Chiefs game?
Huh.
Over 50 million people watched the last Chiefs game. And Roger Goodell was even talking about it, how Taylor has...
She's been good for the NFL, yes. By the way, Taylor Swift unveiled the track list for her upcoming album that she announced during the Grammys. It's called The Tortured Poets Department, and it has 16 songs featuring Post Malone, Florence and the Machine. There's going to be a bonus track called The Manuscript, and it will drop on April 19th. You can pre-order it now. Travis Kelce doing all the, you know, they had the big media night event last night, which, by the way, they were saying, a lot of the Chiefs players were saying that that was the most people they've ever seen attend that event. Oh, it's always crowded and it's a big success, but he said he felt like that was the biggest crowd that he has ever witnessed during that. And I guess they would know because we've been to the Super Bowl so many times recently. But Travis was, you know, doing interviews and talking to all of the press. And of course, he was asked about Taylor winning her Grammys.
She's unbelievable. She's rewriting the history books herself. I told her I'll have to hold up my end of the bargain and come home some hardware too.
Okay, we support that.
Yeah, we do.
And then this was one of my favorite moments when 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy was asked an interesting question.
If it comes down to it, Brock, are you prepared to disappoint Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes was standing right next to him, and he just got a big grin on his face. And then finally, let's just switch gears a little bit and get kind of serious here. A very sweet post yesterday. Derek Huff and his wife, Haley, they both posted the same video. It was an update after she had surgery for a cranial hematoma. Remember how scary that was?
Oh, yeah.
She showed off a new scar, a new haircut, because it looked like they had to shave her head, probably. It's all very, very, very short. But she really just wanted to thank people for all of their love and support and how much it really honestly helped her.
There was a moment in the hospital when I had just woken up from my first surgery, and Derek sat at the bottom of my bed and was like, babe, there's so many people thinking about you. There's so many people sending love to you. And I remember just looking at him and just saying, you didn't even have to tell me that. I can feel it. Like, I genuinely felt that through my body. I felt it in my heart. I felt it in my soul. So thank you all so much for all of your messages, your love, your energy, your light, your prayers.
I just thought that was really sweet and genuine. And because she's a Kansas girl, I wanted to make sure that you heard that. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
You know, the last couple of days, I've been saying I think I have a cold.
Yeah.
And I figured it out. The weather's been nice. Like today, it's going to be 58. I've been driving around with my sunroof open and my windows down.
How many times do we have to tell you not to do that?
Yeah, I know.
You're supposed to live in a bubble. You have more allergies than anyone I know on this planet.
I get caught up with music and this just the fresh air. And it's...
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
If I was close enough to slap your hand, I would slap it right now.
You would.
No.
We go through this every year, don't we?
Yes, we do. I feel like we always... Now, tomorrow he's going to be like, guys, I fell asleep with my window open. I don't know why I have pneumonia.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The other day he came in, he's like, Tara, are you sick? Because I'm feeling really stuffy. I slept with my window open all night. And I'm like, well, go figure. No, I'm not sick. I didn't give you those cooties.
Guys, I went and drank pond water. I don't know why I don't feel good today.
So weird.
Pond water?
That's just the first thing that came to mind. Yes, we know we're in Westport. I was like, what could he do?
Yeah.
Bodies, Brush Creek, etc.
All right, so yesterday, you guys, I was having a day with my mom. Today's her birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday
to my mom. But we were out, and I got the news alert about
King Charles. And that was so surprising when Buckingham Palace announced that he's been diagnosed with cancer. Now, we knew that he went in and was getting treatments for an enlarged prostate. And they say that it is not prostate cancer, but they're not giving us details about what kind of cancer it is or any specifics about the diagnosis. I think it's just natural when you hear the word cancer, you kind of go to a dark place.
Sure.
And the first thing my mom and I were discussing, like, how ironic would that be, if he's really, really sick? He just became king. He waited so long.
That's why this was breaking news everywhere yesterday.
Well, and they're going through so much right now because, Kate is still recovering from some mysterious abdominal surgery. They won't give us any details about that. And then I guess William is helping her. And then now King Charles, they're all having to step away. I guess Camilla's having to, like, step in and do a lot of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Royal duties and things like that. And then also Harry is going to fly home to see his dad, but I guess Meghan's going to stay home with the kids.
I like that. I like that he put the fighting stuff aside and he's just going to go be next to his dad.
Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs have not lost focus as the team eyes its third Super Bowl victory in 5 years. Players spoke to the media at Super Bowl 58 opening night from Allegiant Stadium last night. And of course, Patrick Mahomes, they had to ask him, how do you feel when people call you an underdog?
I never feel like the underdog. I always feel like we have a chance to win the football game, and that's how we approach every single game. And we were underdogs in the last Super Bowl. So all you can do is just have that same mindset of just going out there, playing your best football and hoping that you end up with a win.
They look so focused. All the interviews, everything I'm watching, this team is focused.
I liked really him great. Yesterday talking about his dad bod. He was saying, like, there's a six-pack underneath here. You just have to, like, touch it or kind of squint your eyes. I love him
and
so much.
And then were we like, okay, thanks for the invitation.
I mean, we'll try it.
Do you guys like my Patrick Mahomes hoodie?
I do.
My new one. It's cute.
I got it from, The Bunker here in Westport. It's 15. And as you know, Len Dawson was one of the first quarterbacks the Chiefs ever had.
Yes.
So there's a picture of him in the 70s. Where he's smoking a cigarette on the sidelines. How much the game changed. Well, so they superimpose it on the back of my hoodie where it looks like Patrick Mahomes is smoking something.
It looks like he's smoking a joint. Yeah. Just saying. It looks like he's smoking a joint.
This doesn't translate to radio, but turn around, yeah. Oh, that's really cool. I love that.
Except it does look like he's smoking a joint, doesn't it?
Yes.
A little bit, just because of the way the fingers are. But I like that better. I've seen a picture going around where they put Taylor Swift's head on that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
I like that Patrick Mahomes one better. That's cool.
Travis Kelce yesterday, he's only 34 years old, but he has been playing for a long time. I feel like this is his best season he's ever had.
It is.
But of course, people are still asking him about retiring.
I've worked my tail off with these guys, and I have so much love for this game. I can't imagine not doing this for as long as I can, because I know I'll miss it when it's all said and done. So I can't put a timestamp on how long I'll play, but I know I'm loving every single bit of coming into work right now.
Okay, so that's all great, and we're excited about the Super Bowl. Let's get to the important stuff.
Yeah.
Travis, have you heard Taylor's new album?
I have heard some of it, yes, and it is unbelievable. I can't wait for her to shake up the world when it finally drops.
Can you give us something about the
album? Oh, I can't give you anything.
I can try.
I leave that up to her.
He did say that his current favorite Taylor Swift song is Antihero.
Yeah.
But okay. He said it's because he hears it all the time.
Every day.
Yeah. By the way, if you didn't hear earlier, Taylor Swift did drop a track list for that upcoming album. It's called The Tortured Poets Department, and it'll be 16 songs. There's going to be songs featuring Post Malone, Florence and the Machine, and there will be a 17th bonus track song called The Manuscript. You can pre-order the album now, and then it officially drops on April 19th.
I love the fact that Post Malone is on this.
Same.
Remember I told you the story that she told Post Malone, your writing songs, or the way you write, is amazing. He loved that. They've been friends ever since she complimented him.
I saw so many fun videos yesterday, and when it first starts, you think they're going to bash Taylor Swift, and then it turns out they're like, when did this woman have time to record a new album? She's doing a world tour. She's going to every football game, and she still has a new album.
I like all the things going around that's like, Taylor Swift is on a world tour and released a new album, and I can't even put my laundry in the washer and dryer exactly. on the same day.
Exactly. That's what's trending on Mix.
KMXV is Kansas City. Happy Tuesday. Guys, 58 for the high today. The winning continues right now.
That's right. I've got a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show happening at the American Royal Center February 16th through the 18th. There's going to be a ton of exhibits, so much good home decor and remodeling inspiration. Plus, our good friend Tamara Day is going to be there. She's phenomenal.
Sup, Tamara.
All you have to do is answer a trivia question. So call now to play 816-476-7093. We like to line up the phones first because y'all a bunch of cheaters.
This is a pretty cool prize. By the way, I think it's so cool that Tamara Day is going to be there. I still go and buy her candles. They sell them all over the place.
Yeah. Like, and then she has her own store, too.
Yeah. Just, they're so amazing.
They last forever, too.
Yeah. Yes. If you just open her candles without lighting it, it makes the room smell delicious.
Absolutely. That's my favorite thing to do. Instead of cocaine, I just sniff a good candle.
Good for you, Teresa. Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you ready?
I hope so.
All right, here we go.
All right, Jennifer, what number was the 2023 Super Bowl?
57.
Good job. You got it right away. Let me know. Did you remember 58 because of Taylor Swift math, and then you just went back a year?
Oh, my God, no. Derek Thomas, get out of here.
Derek Thomas, there you go. All right, you get a four-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show.
Okay, awesome.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and we'll come back and get all your information. All right, we're about 4 minutes away from talking about the big game.
Yeah, we're all excited about the big game coming up, and we obviously love food at our parties, but did you know that there's some foods that can actually bring good luck?
Next. What do you think would happen to me if I walked into Trezzo, see a hot girl, and go, hey, you're my little boo thing?
I think she'd eat that up. Definitely do it tonight and report back.
Okay. She'd go, stop, you're my little boo thing.
So romantico.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. Like all of Kansas City, everybody is super excited about the big game. We are very fortunate to live in the city right now with sports. How great it is.
Yes, and there's so many good food choices in our area. Who knows? I mean, like, there's so many options for what you're going to have for your big game party. According to new data, 44% of us are going to have big Super Bowl where some of us have superstitions that involve our food. We've talked about, like, jerseys or wearing the same underwear. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard of superstitions that involve food. Apparently, pizza is the number one good luck food.
You know what? I don't think I've ever been to a party, Super Bowl party, that had pizza.
I've been to, because see, I'm the lazy man, so I'm the one who's gonna order a bunch of pizzas. I guess the majority of parties have wings, or people make things, dips, things
like
that.
The meatballs, little smokies,
something in a crock pot. Yeah, but number one is pizza, and then there is a bad luck food. Rocket,
what's that,
Tara? What's one of your favorite things that you make anytime you go to a party?
Meatballs?
No. That other thing you make, deviled eggs.
Oh, I do make that every time I go to my husband's side of the family.
That's the number one bad luck food.
Well, I'm not going to make it for the game this Sunday, I'll tell you that much.
Apparently, you're just taking bad luck every time you go over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I'm just trying to say.
I have a lot to think about. Just saying.
I'd love to hear from you at 816-476-7093. Do you believe this list? The worst food for bad luck is deviled eggs, right?
Deviled eggs is the number one bad luck food. Others on the bad luck list are garlic bread is the second most avoided.
Okay.
Garlic bread is so good. And then it says followed by salsa and queso dip. Queso dip is amazing. There's no way I'm avoiding queso dip at a party.
I've seen it before. The double dipper. Nope.
I might be. You guys, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is stupid because it also says chicken wings are bad luck, but that's what everybody eats at parties.
All these things are.
So we want to hear from you. What's your good luck food? 816-476-7093. You can call, you can text.
Hold on. You guys, it also says chicken wings are good luck. This list is stupid.
Did Rocket make this list on one of his late nights?
No, it's like a legit, someone took the time to do a study.
What are my late nights at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, seriously.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Mercedes.
Hey.
Every AFC champion. Oh my gosh, why can't I even take before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
My boyfriend makes chili on that game day so that the Chiefs will win and go to the Super Bowl. And the last, you know, he's only been wrong like once.
That sounds phenomenal. I love a good chili.
It's really good. He likes to dumb it down for me because I can't handle mild sauce. And so he's so kind and gives me my own bowl without the spices.
Oh, you get like the little kid bowl. That's what Rocket would get if he came to your party.
Thank you, Mercedes. Have a great day, hon.
You too.
Bye. 816-476-7093. Good luck foods. You could call or text.
You know what else I really like at a football party is a Hy-Vee cookie cake. Yes. Those are so delicious, and they do the cutest themes for
like a shirtless
Chiefs.
Jason Kelce.
Exactly. On the text line, Andrea says, I made deviled eggs last year and we won, so I'm going to make the exact same thing again this year. Thank you for doing that.
You know
Kansas
who has
City.
A really good deviled egg? Chicken and pickle.
Yum. Mm.
And they put a jalapeno on top. Yum. And it's like hit or miss. Sometimes you get that hot one. You're like, oh, it's so hot.
Yeah, you know who else has a really good deviled egg?
Who?
I'm glad you asked. Louis Wine Dive. So delicious.
Does sound good. Deviled eggs. I love deviled eggs.
Same.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Oop, lost you. 816-476-7093.
This one says, my husband and his brother can literally make any food, but their superstition is that it has to be fully cooked and ready to eat by kickoff, or that's bad luck.
I agree. There's nothing worse than going to a party and they're still trying to prep everything. And you're hungry.
Rocket, that seems a little rude and judgy. What did you bring to the party when they're not done cooking?
Me.
Exactly. Jot that down.
More things on the good luck side.
Yeah.
Burgers. And then guess what? More things on the bad luck side. Mini burgers. This is bogus.
This list is not helping us, Teresa, I have to be honest
Hold
with you.
Hold on. More things on the good luck side. Ice cream. Oh, wait. Here on the bad luck side. Ice cream.
Ugh.
Rocket, did you make up this list?
No, I didn't.
Our text line has taken a little bit of a turn. We've gone in the deviled eggs direction more so than game day
food. Of course,
food.
That's how it works.
Do you pronounce this burger or BRGR?
I have never figured it
BRGR.
Out.
Well, that restaurant has great deviled eggs, according to Patrick. And then this one says Red Crow Brewery in Olathe has amazing deviled eggs.
That's never something I've thought to order at a restaurant. I mean, to me, that says church picnic or family function. Like your aunt makes it or somebody makes
it, Teresa.
But I've never had it at a restaurant.
At a restaurant, it's 1,000 times better because they have like freshly cooked bacon on top or maybe like a special pickle.
Mm-mm.
It's delicious.
Mm.
Michael says, all I know is the only year we didn't have my sister's deviled eggs at the Super Bowl watch party was the year we lost. You better believe we're going to be chowing down on them bad boys this year. Thank you, Michael, for your service. Make sure you eat those deviled eggs.
So just to reiterate, this is the worst survey we've ever had on this show.
Oh, I agree. You can't pick both sides.
Well, you do that a lot, Rocket.
Well, that's
you're
true.
Like, everybody wins.
All right. So look, if you're going to have a big party, we are hooking up with our friends at Hy-Vee to give you a $100 gift card. Now, to win, we have a phrase. The pace.
Yes. All you have to do is answer your phone with three words. I love you. So take some time right now if you want. Text us your phone number if you want us to call you, but you can't say like, hello. No, you've lost. You have to answer the phone. The first three words out of your mouth must be I love you. If you do it correctly, you'll get a gift card to Hy-Vee.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Tuesday. Rihanna, it's kind of neat to think that she played the halftime. And she was pregnant, wasn't she?
Yeah, and that's how we found out.
Yes, we're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Usher?
You know what? I'm really not.
What about you, Tara?
I really like Usher. I was trying to think. I don't think there are 10 songs of his that are really recognizable to me. However, that's what I thought about Rihanna before the last Super Bowl.
Did you realize how many
hits
she
had? And I was like, wait a minute. I like 1,000 songs of hers. So I think I'm going to get excited when I see him.
It's going to be, like I said, he hasn't been around. I believe he dropped a new album or at least a single. A new album's coming out right around the Super Bowl.
I was the same way with Rihanna. I mean, I knew she'd do a good job, but I wasn't super excited about it. And then I really enjoyed it. So I'm sure it'll be the same way.
It'll be 13 minutes of music. That set. That's a fast set.
He's a good dancer. I bet that is going to be a high energy performance.
That's usually what Rocket says. This will be the best 13 minutes of your whole night.
Except he says seconds.
That includes airfare.
Okay.
Includes dinner.
Time to reminisce.
A movie.
Shower.
Wow.
All right. So we are gearing up for the big game. And of course, we're teaming up with our friends at Hy-Vee as we approach the big game and Valentine's Day. We started a contest yesterday.
Yeah, it's the phrase that pays. So basically all morning long, you can text us your phone number. And at a random time, we will call someone and you must answer your phone with three words. I love you. If you do it correctly, you'll get a $100 gift card to Hy-Vee.
I love you.
Woo! That's so nice of you to say.
Oh, Lindsay, I love you too.
Oh, you guys are the best.
No, you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
No, you're the winner.
Yeah, you nailed it. You get $100 to use at Hy-Vee. Do you think you're going to use it for an event this weekend?
Absolutely. Now I can have a party this weekend.
Party, party, party. Hey, what kind of food? What kind of food do you like at your party?
Oh, I like chicken fingers, chili, nachos, french fries, cakes, chocolate cookies.
You're making me hungry. She's basically bar food.
Yeah, she's an equal opportunity eater. Everything.
I like
everything
that.
Is welcome.
1,000%.
Don't say hello. Answer with the phrase that pays, I love you. We'll be doing this all week as we gear up for the big game. All right, let's take a break. When we come back,
we've got your trending topics. Last night was media night. How Travis Kelce got some extra motivation from 49ers fans.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. That was me yesterday, driving to Liberty, had some business downtown Liberty. But I'm hitting on 152, listening to music. Sunroof was down. Then ka-plunk, ka-plunk. 152's got potholes like crazy. All the way down, heading into Liberty. Guys, be careful. Don't go too fast.
Froggett, that is the most amazing pothole imitation ka-plunk. I think I've ever witnessed.
Ka-plunk. I mean, literally, it was like every other second. It was like,
ka-plunk, if you could ka-plunk, see ka-plunk. His body jerking.
I almost feel like I want it on video, but then I want to make it slow-mo so we can see ka-plunk. Every change of your lips.
Then me cursing in the background.
Wow.
What is that little noise?
That was me cursing in the background, fast motion and fast speed. So,
babe, what are you doing in radio? You need to work in sound effects. You're amazing.
You should totally be a cartoon voice.
Get out and enjoy the day. All right, coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Last night was the big opening night festivities with all the interviews for our Chiefs at the Super Bowl, and Travis got some extra motivation from the opposite team. Take a whole lot
for me to settle. Good morning, KC. Happy Tuesday. We get up very early. All of us do. This news came down, I would say, right around 3 a.m., about somebody that you and I met several times.
Yeah, we're talking about country superstar Toby Keith. He passed away, according to his social media, peacefully last night, surrounded by his family. He was 62 years old. He had been diagnosed with stomach cancer not too long ago and had been undergoing chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. In his great career, he sold more than 40 million records. And I loved it when he had his restaurant. It was only a short time. It was here in Kansas City, but it was fun talking to him. And because Rocket and I came from Oklahoma City and he was in Moore, Oklahoma, which is a suburb. What did he say to you, Rocket?
Okay. First of all, he's looking at me and goes, Ronnie Rocket. And he goes, I remember you. I grew up listening to you on KJ 103 in Oklahoma City. I'm like, dude, you're older
He's
than
older
I am.
Than you.
But then again, to what he was saying, I have been in radio since I was a kid.
He probably grew up with you, is how he should have said it. That is really funny.
But exactly. Talk about a nice guy, man.
Yeah, very nice man. Prince Harry has arrived in England to be by his father's side. Buckingham Palace announced yesterday that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. Now, they did not reveal the type of cancer or the prognosis, but did say the king began regular treatments on Monday. The 75-year-old British monarch had a benign prostate procedure over a week ago, and they say it is not related. They discovered the cancer while he was being treated for that. And the palace adds that he will pause his public events but will remain head of state. And let's talk about those Kansas City Chiefs. Last night was opening night. They had the big media night, the Super Bowl events. The players were enjoying all of the interviews. Usually they say that Patrick Mahomes has the biggest crowd around him, mm-hmm. but this year it was Travis Kelce. Gee, I wonder why. He got a little extra motivation from 49ers fans.
Y'all are firing me up. Make me want to play right now, baby. Woo! I love the booze, man. I love the cheers, baby. Keep them coming, Niners gang. Keep them coming.
If you follow his career, I love it. All the time, he's always going, woo!
Yeah.
That's just part of his, character.
Sometimes I wish I was the type of person that felt more motivation from the haters, as they say. But truly, I would just cry.
Yeah.
If I was up on stage and thousands of people were booing for me, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I just have to go right now. I don't feel motivated. I want to go home.
Instantly curl up in a fetal position
exactly.
and just rock in the corner.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, I'm like, but that one person clapping, thank you.
Yep. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy was asked a very important question.
If it comes down to it, Brock, are you prepared to disappoint Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Speaking of Taylor, most of it was all football related, but there was at least one brave reporter who did ask Travis about Taylor winning her Grammys on Sunday night.
She's unbelievable. She's rewriting the history books herself. I told her I'll have to hold up my end of the bargain and come home some hardware too.
We are fine with that. You take home some hardware. By the way, Taylor Swift unveiled the track list for her upcoming album, which she announced during the Grammys.
Yeah.
We already know it's called The Tortured Poets Department. It's going to drop on April 19th, but now we know it will have 16 songs featuring Post Malone, Florence and the Machine, and there will be a 17th bonus track song called The Manuscript, and you can already pre-order it.
I heard it broke some records already in like the first hour of being available for pre-order. Do you think she does anything in life that doesn't break records?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. Well, a lot of that has to do, she loves what she's doing.
Well, sure, she's very talented. Yeah. I just wonder if any part of her gets desensitized because she's wildly successful in anything she tries.
Right.
I don't think so. That's one of the things that I've always found endearing about her is that she doesn't take any of it for granted and seems to continue to appreciate every single thing.
Yeah.
Trending Topics brought to you by Johnson County Clin Trials, where qualified participants may earn up to $1,000 or more. Learn how at jcct.com.
That's because I used to be young.
Miley Cyrus, big winner at the Grammys. She looks good, too, don't you think?
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
She's sober, doing great. She looks gorgeous. Tara was obsessed with how many outfits she had during the Grammys.
I feel like every time I see a new clip from the Grammys, because that's how I watch. I don't watch start to finish. I just catch up on social media. There's a different dress. I mean, she wore one on the red carpet. She wore one to sit down and watch the awards. She wore one to perform. She wore another one to sit down and watch the awards. It was two different black dresses. And then she had an after party look. That's five. I mean, is more going to pop up? I don't know. Good for her, though.
All right, so it's safe to say, Kansas City, we have been enjoying football for the last few years here in KC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this story, and I immediately thought about Kansas City. I'm going to ask a question. It could just bomb. But there's a story out there that there's people in big football cities, and we are one of them, that whenever there's a Super Bowl, things that go on, there's somebody in every city that will go buy a big screen TV and take it back after the game.
Do you think that stores have extra tight return policies this time of year for that reason?
No, I think usually you have to give them a reason. It's just 2 days old.
I mean, if they have any kind of return policy, all you have to do is say, I don't like it.
I don't want it.
Maybe it's too big for my living
too
room
big.
And they just have to take it back.
I also feel like that journey is a ton of effort. I feel like it is such a pain in the booty to set up a new TV. But I guess if it's for the Super Bowl, that'd
nowadays,
be worth it.
Nowadays, it's not hard to set
up a TV.
Yeah,
they're super light. I can carry it all by myself.
One person can carry a big screen.
Yeah, and also, once you see how amazing that big screen looks, why would you ever return it?
That's why I'm asking. I just want to know if anybody out there, anybody, change your name. First of all, we're not going to judge you. There's been people for years buy things and take them back.
I'm going to judge you a little because I feel like you're cheating and you're breaking the rules.
No, you're not breaking the
rules.
My
mom taught me better, but that's okay.
Heather says, is there not a restocking fee?
Oh, I'm sure, but you get to watch the game on a big TV.
I wonder what a restocking fee would be.
It'd be like $100.
Well, we heard that story last week or the other day about that woman that returned a sofa to Costco after 9 years.
Now, that one's insane.
Yeah, and they didn't matter. She just had to say, I don't like it anymore.
That's not, I tried it for a couple of days. It didn't work out for me. That's 9 years of, like, kids, dogs, who knows what else.
But the crazy part of me, I just want to know. I want to talk to somebody. It had to be kind of exhilarating. It had to be fun. You had to have a great party.
Why is it exhilarating?
I don't know.
I'm doing something naughty.
Yes.
I'm returning to TV.
Yes.
I already watched it.
Yes.
Can I get that audio isolated of Teresa saying, I'm doing something naughty?
816-476-7093. I just want one call. Or keep texting in. I like to hear your text. 816-476-7093.
This is awkward.
This is a fail.
Great. Great conversation.
Matthew says he did it with surround sound. I guess he just bought some extra speakers right before the game and then returned them after.
Because that's not cheap.
It's not. Caitlin says, no offense, if you buy a TV for the big game, that's dumb. I don't even want to put that effort in.
But I'm talking about Kansas City fans. Guys, we have a reason to do that. We've been great for the last few years.
The AFC Championship was going to play at your favorite movie theater. Do you know if they're doing anything for the big game?
Yes.
Screenline
Armor again. Yeah, they're going to do that.
You think that's where you'll watch?
No, I'm going to be in Excelsior Springs like I was last year.
Okay. Well, thank you for returning to the same place.
Absolutely, going to the same place.
He obviously wants to buy a big screen TV and return it the next day, Tara. That's why he's asking. This is one of those wink asking for a friend.
No, I just want to know. I just want to talk to somebody that's done that, or you know somebody that's done that.
On the text line, it says maybe this means Kansas City follows the rules.
Yeah.
If they're not calling to say they've done it, and maybe Rocket doesn't follow the rules, and he's really bad and should go to jail.
Good job, Kansas City. Does it really say jail?
I added the second part.
It kind of sounded like it. I picked up on that.
So I'm like, jeez.
Oh, this one says, my brother buys a huge TV every Super Bowl and returns it the very next day.
See, I'm not crazy.
Emily says, not the same thing. I did it with a baby monitor on vacation because I forgot ours. I don't judge that. You'd have to. This says, I work at Sam's Club. We had people bring back empty food packages for returns and old mattresses. It's fine as long as they have receipts. That's not very nice.
Ew, how can you get away with an empty food package?
Who knows?
I feel like the old mattress is even worse.
Yes.
This says, we got a 75-inch for the Super Bowl one year, planned to return it, but ended up loving it too much.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I'll be honest, even though it may not be in your budget, TVs are not that expensive anymore.
They used to be.
They have dropped dramatically in price.
Do you remember back in the day?
Or drastically, whichever word you prefer.
Like one of the years when we first moved here, you had to finance TVs. Because they were like $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
Now, like $300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're way more affordable now. Gabrielle says, I don't do that, but I've heard of people buying Christmas trees at Costco then returning them. Emily wrote, I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond for 11 years. Their return policy was great. You can return anything regardless of how long you've had it. People would return things from 10 years before, no questions asked. That's really nice of the business, but I think a lot of people would take advantage of that. This says, wouldn't it be a little more honest if they just rented from one of those rent-a-center type places, not judging? Robin wrote, OMG, I never thought about it, but I'm thinking about it now.
Good job, Rocket.
That's funny.
You're corrupting our listeners.
It's a story that I saw that's going, you know, it's going all around the country, but I'm thinking, surely it had to happen here. We have one of the best football teams ever.
That's true.
I just was curious if somebody did that. Thank you for your text. I failed at getting a call.
I think you did a really good job, babe.
You're just saying that.
I'm proud of you.
She's just saying it. She says that too.
Of course she is.
Also, you look gorgeous.
Everybody.
Yeah.
She's just a really positive person.
Oh, Mackenzie says, I haven't done it, but I know the best time to buy a TV is right after the Super Bowl because of how many people do this. I had a friend that worked at Best Buy.
Makes sense.
Honestly, RIP Best Buy. That means rest in peace, Rocket, because there's no more Best Buy.
Yeah, there is.
Where?
North Kansas City. There are Best Buys everywhere.
Everywhere? That feels like an exaggeration. Are we fighting?
Google Best Buy. They're around now.
Are we about to make out? No, we're fighting.
How'd you go from fighting to making out?
That's from 21
Jump Street. What is happening right now?
That's a private thing.
She goes, are we about to make out? No, we're fighting.
Dua Lipa, good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. I was watching, you know how you can watch all kinds of videos on TikTok about the Grammys, things you kind of miss if you're not watching the whole show?
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where Billie Eilish has got an award, and Dua Lipa's right there. Dua went in for a selfie, but Billie didn't notice it, turned around, and just kind of walked back off stage.
Oh, so she didn't mean to disrespect her.
No,
she didn't realize
it. It was just one of those funny things. All right, by the way, you said the Grammys had outstanding numbers.
Yeah, the ratings were up. It was 17 million, and it's a 34% increase from last year.
It was a good show.
It really was.
Very, very good show.
We are playing Super Speed Round right now for a gift card to Tres Omare. Basically, all that happens here is I ask you 5 questions, and you got to get them all correct. Call now to play 816-476-7093. Again, this is Super Speed Round, and it may be related to something happening this weekend, but I don't want to give too much away.
All right. You ready to go to the phones?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Savvy.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. 5 questions. You have to get them all correct. What do you call the championship game of the NFL?
The Super Bowl.
In which month is the Super Bowl usually played?
February.
What is the name of the trophy awarded to the Super Bowl winners?
Heisman?
No, good try.
Heisman?
That is a trophy related to football.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, you ready?
Yes.
What do you call the championship game of the NFL?
Super Bowl.
In which month is the Super Bowl usually played?
February.
What's the name of the trophy awarded to the Super Bowl winners?
Lombardi.
Which number Super Bowl was the first to use Roman numerals?
10.
No, not 10.
That got really hard, Tara. It did.
It's good. Sorry. It's a good question, though. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Molly.
All right. You ready, Molly?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What do you call the championship game of the NFL?
Super Bowl.
In which month is a Super Bowl usually played?
February.
What's the name of the trophy awarded to the Super Bowl winners?
Lombardi.
Which number Super Bowl was the first to use Roman numerals?
10.
Nope. Good try.
Everybody's Googling it right now.
Well, good. Apparently they're not Googling very well.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Michael again.
Wow, that was quick.
That's quick Googling, Michael.
I mean, seriously.
You're fast with your fingers. Let's do this. What do you call the championship game of the NFL?
Super Bowl.
In which month is a Super Bowl usually played?
February.
What's the name of the trophy awarded to the Super Bowl winners?
Lombardi.
Which number Super Bowl is the first to use Roman numerals?
It's got to be 2.
No.
Oh, man. So you didn't Google. Oh, you just trusted your own knowledge.
Poor Bella.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Rachel,
here we go.
All right, Rachel, what do you call the championship game of the NFL?
What'd you say? Sorry.
What do you call the championship game of the NFL?
Super Bowl.
In which month is a Super Bowl usually played?
February.
What's the name of the trophy awarded to the Super Bowl winners?
Lombardi.
Which number Super Bowl was the first to use Roman numerals?
5.
Which team won the first Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. Patriots.
No.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Just Abby again.
All right, here we go.
Abby, have you memorized the first few answers?
Yes.
What are they? Go ahead and get us started.
Okay, so Super Bowl.
Which month?
I forget what the second one.
Just ask them again for February. The audience.
What is the name of the trophy award to the Super Bowl winners?
Lombardi.
Which was the first to use Roman numerals?
5.
Which team won the first Super Bowl?
Green Bay Packers.
Woo! You did it. You worked really hard for this gift certificate.
I did.
You are going to Trez Omare. You beat all of Kansas City in the super speed round.
I love it.
That's great. Hey, when you get there, ask for Mike Lee, the owner, and tell him congratulations. I want to brag about his daughter. Out of several hundred students, she got in to become a doctor at KU Medical Center. So
cool.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh, my word. All right. Well, I'm wearing a KU shirt today.
There you go.
Perfect.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. All right, ladies, let's take a break. And when we come back.
The odd thing, Patrick Mahomes was asked during a press conference and what Travis Kelce admits he's already done with Taylor Swift.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So we get up very early in the morning, and then like right around 3 a.m. this came down, one of the first stories we've seen, and it's the biggest trending story all over social media.
Yeah, the music world is mourning the loss of country superstar Toby Keith. The 62-year-old died peacefully last night, surrounded by his family, according to messages on his social media. The singer was diagnosed with stomach cancer not too long ago, and he'd been undergoing chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And looking back over his career, we met him multiple times because Rock and I worked in Oklahoma City, and he was from Moore, Oklahoma, a suburb there. And then when he opened his restaurant here, the casino, that's when he said that he'd been listening to you. He grew up listening to you, Rocket.
It's so funny. It was actually an innocent story because he wasn't trying to be mean or anything. I've just been working since I was a kid.
I think he's just honoring it. It was funny because he's older than Rocket. That's the joke.
Yes, he's older than me. And he just started smirking. And then I remember just shaking this giant hand and like, I'm like, oh,
yep.
Just nice. Such a nice guy.
He sold more than 40 million records over the course of his career. Prince Harry has arrived in England to be by his father's side. Buckingham Palace announced yesterday that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer, but didn't really give us any further details. Let's talk about the Super Bowl and our Chiefs and how yesterday they had the big opening night and they had interviews, lots of media questions. I could actually break it down and we could talk about the game of football, but what fun is that? I want to get to the important stuff, like when some rude reporter asked Patrick to do his best Kermit the Frog impression.
I'm talking right now. That's it.
Rude.
That was kind of rude.
But you know what? He could have been rude back, and instead he just at least gave an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also this question that was posed to 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy.
If it comes down to it, Brock, are you prepared to disappoint Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Man. Speaking of Taylor Swift, no surprise that there were a few questions thrown at Travis Kelce about his girlfriend. Like, hey, what, you know, would you say to her? Are you proud of her? Because she just won a bunch of Grammys.
She's unbelievable. She's rewriting the history books herself. I told her I'll have to hold up my end of the bargain and come home some hardware, too.
And you guys, I want to be the first one to tell you that Travis has actually done something with Taylor that we didn't know about. He's listened to her album.
I have heard some of it, yes, and it is unbelievable. I can't wait for her to shake up the world when it finally drops.
Can you give us something about
the album? Oh, I can't give you anything. I leave that up to her.
He did admit that his favorite song right now is Antihero. He says he listens to it every day. And I don't know if that's because it's just everywhere or if maybe it's a pump-up song for
him. Who
knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I was him, my favorite would be Karma, just because of that time she said Guy on the Chiefs during her concert.
Do you think there's anything on the new album that might have to do with Travis?
It's got
to
be.
I mean, it kind of sounds like it's dedicated to her ex.
Yeah, I kind of don't think so, just because she said it's 2 years in the making.
Do you think that sometimes when Travis, I mean, things are going great now, but like, you know, I don't know, say there's a day where maybe one of them is in a bad mood and she starts scribbling in her notebook. Do you think he's like, what is she writing
down? Honey, I'm sorry, what are you doing?
I need your full passcode. I don't like your note section.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Do you guys, it just hit me, 5 more sleeps and then the big game.
Woohoo!
So fun. This weekend is going to rock.
It's going to be absolutely crazy. All right, get out and enjoy the day again today. 58 and some sunshine, so get out there and enjoy the day. We're about to get out of here. Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave, we always do this.
We just take a moment to have a second look. Have a second look.
Yeah,
take a moment. Have a second.
I'm just gonna push the button.
Understand? Are there really men that are into the double chin? Should I start an OnlyFans?
Oh my gosh, Teresa! No, we are gonna make so much money. I'm gonna do an OnlyFans where I rub oil on my pregnant belly.
Okay, and then I'm just gonna show off my chin.
What are you gonna do, Rocket? Well, how are you gonna make money for this family?
I'm gonna film it.
No.
You have shaky hands, okay? You can't even take like a 30-second video of us in the studio.
Someone that has a nausea fetish will love it.
Oh, my God. Kansas City, we're getting out of here. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.